Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Glennis, your host of Talk to Me. Well, here we are, the second Sunday in January. It's January 9th, 2011, y'all. Hello, the beginning of a new decade. Well, I tell you, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Breath, Holy Spirit. We have come a mighty long way, and we do thank you. And so glad to have everybody back. I hope everyone's in good health. I wish you prosperity, good health, and definitely financial blessings of any kind, from a job to mortgage to children to college. Wishing everybody the very best. Well, here we are again. And, of course, as always, let me bring on my co-host, Vernice. Happy New Year. And, of course, our producer, a.k.a. Sheriff Chabonet.
Good evening, everyone. Happy 2011.
There we go. Yes, we are. We are here. And I hope we were watching earlier before we came on the air that it's snowing in Dallas, Little Rock, Arkansas,
wow.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you, even one of our friends texted and said, it's snowing in Dallas. She lives in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So here we go again.
El Nina.
Yeah, El Nina going to end up getting her feelings hurt.
I know. She better go on about her business.
You keep blanking these people with all this strange weather.
I know. And people can't even work and make any money.
I'm telling you. What is all this white stuff? Okay, well, we're going to do a quick recap of 2010 year ending. And then Vernice is going to take us into entertainment news. And as always, we've got the sheriff that's going to give us news of the weird. And, you know, she brings it on up with the sports, what is it, shop?
The scores of the sports.
Right.
Talking about the playoffs.
I yes, the, mm-hmm. the scores.
Of the sports.
Of the sports, yes. Okay, and then, of course, our topic for tonight is the marriage, what has happened to the Institute of Marriage. On a serious note, please get your pencils or pens together, take down the phone number, give us a call, because this is going to be a hot subject, not only as a topic, but a subject too for 2011, as how important is marriage, or will marriage even survive in the next few years? Mm-hmm. That number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Now, as I said, we're going to go through real quick on 2010 year ending. So as we look back, we remember those we lost. So we say goodbye to trailblazers and legends. We started the year with the passing of Teddy Pendergrass and ended with the death of Tina Marie.
Mm-hmm.
The music industry suffered a great loss with these two giants. In between, we remember Bernie Wilson of the Blue Notes, legendary broadcaster Malcolm Poindexter, Robert Wilson of the Gap Band, CBS News reporter Harold Dow, music engineer Weldon McDougall, actress and jazz singer Abby Lincoln, music producer Harvey Fuqua, Allie Ollie Woodson of the Temptations, Ron Banks of the Dramatics, Marvin Isley of the Isley, Jasper Isleys, and the Isley Brothers, actress Vanetta McKee, legendary broadcaster Reggie Bryant, Eunice Johnson of Johnson Publishing Company, the Grand Dame. You know, that was Mama, y'all.
Yeah.
Miss Lena Horne.
Yeah.
My. Bishop Walter Hawkins, gospel great Albertina Walker, actor Gary Coleman, music pioneer Dick Griffey, Gary Schender, the longtime musical director of Parliament, Funkadelic, and Melinda Sapp, the wife of gospel singer Marvin Sapp, plus many others. So, yes, it was a year. It took a lot of greats. A lot of greats.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Shoes will never be filled again, but hopefully we'll have better music than what we have right now.
You know what? I think they're trying to go back to music rather than rap.
Yes,
so.
And I'm enjoying it.
And me too. I am
too. I am enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Okay, and y'all remember Anita Baker? We talked about this on a couple of shows. Almost went to jail for not cooperating with the divorce decree.
What?
Mm-hmm. You know, she's with of her husband, Walter Bridgeford. They were married for 23 years. But
right.
Anyway, yeah, she wouldn't do what the judge had told her to do. And finally she said, oh, I didn't understand. So she was spared a jail sentence.
Oh.
She snapped. That's all it was. She just snapped. What'd she do? Beat him up?
No.
No, but she didn't want to sign that paperwork and go and give that man his divorce.
Remember? Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I remember.
She did not want to let him live.
Oh, Lord.
And she was in love with him, judging from her songs. She was in love with that man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, the institution of marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, and then remember Ellen Woods? Elaine Woods. Girlfriend got over $200 million plus the kids.
She divorced too?
Tiger Woods. Elaine Woods.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
She what?
And don't forget also, remember George Lopez when he divorced his wife of 17 years who gave him her kidney?
Yeah.
And yeah, he divorced her. But, I mean, it's not about another woman.
Mm-hmm.
I guess things just didn't work out. And then do y'all remember about LT Lawrence Taylor? He found himself facing a third-degree rape charge.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Mm-hmm. Remember, that was last year. And don't forget about Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Found out for sure that he's the baby daddy.
Oh.
Yeah, but wait.
Huh.
Let's back up. How much did Elin get from Tiger Woods? $250
million? $200
million. Oh, $200 million. Wow, I guess it pays. And then LT... You didn't hear about that, Mom Rollins? He got caught with that prostitute. She was underage.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, her pimp beat her up before he dropped her off.
Oh,
and
my
then LT
God.
Was still trying to get down with her.
Oh, where was I at? I
the cops called, yeah. So
I was probably working hard, sleeping.
It's a hot mess.
Oh, my goodness.
And then let's not forget about Morgan Freeman, y'all.
Yeah.
Remember, he divorced his wife of 26 years,
mm-hmm.
and she got paid.
Yeah.
Myrna Freeman got a settlement of $400 million in cash.
Wow.
I didn't know he was worth that much.
And real estate, oh, evidently, more than what we know.
Mm-hmm.
She put up with his cheating for a while. The 73-year-old Oscar winner had been linked to various women.
Mm-hmm. He acted like he's a player.
Uh-huh. Also on that player.
He acted like he was a player.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that the one he was messing around with, that he got caught with in the car accident?
Yeah.
She done left his ass.
See? She found out he was a player.
Mm-hmm.
Hot
she ain't
mess.
Even went. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, y'all, if you remember this, and remember Tiki Barber,
yeah.
the football player that
uh-huh.
left his wife of that was pregnant with twins?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the 23-year-old?
Yes.
Yeah, they ain't even together no more either.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What they thought was greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not greener on the other side, people. Come on. You know?
And then remember Jesse Jackson Jr.'s political career got railroaded when he admitted to cheating on his wife?
Yes.
I guess the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
It doesn't.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't. No. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. Yes, indeedy. We'll let that one go, Jesse.
Well, it kind of fits in with our theme for tonight, you know, with
marriage,
what's going on
marriage,
with the marriages,
marriage,
you know,
yes,
what's
indeed.
Going on,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes, indeed. And then let's not forget about Bishop Eddie Long.
Yes, I haven't heard any more about him either. What's going on with him?
He made headlines with several young men.
Oh.
Came forward claiming the bishop coerced them into sexual situations in exchange for money, jewels, cars, clothing, and trips around the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Bishop Long never admitted to any wrongdoing, but he is making plans to sell out of court with the men.
Oh,
But not guilty.
But
okay.
not guilty. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And these are all the folks who got in trouble with the IRS, y'all. Remember
this? Yes.
They came after Wesley Snipes. Hey, Wesley, shout out to you, brother, because I know you're pulling big three.
Yeah.
He sure is.
Mm-hmm. Comedian Sinbad, mm-hmm. Chris Tucker, and Cat Williams, pay your bill. Kelly Rowland of Destiny Child. Remember, she only owed $10,000.
Yeah.
Now, she needs her ass whooped.
Yes, she
better
does.
Go on and pay IRS. Mm-hmm. She don't know. Between them other ones
way,
is looking at
too.
Millions of dollars.
You got the money,
okay.
Paid, okay?
Yep. Basketball star Derrick Coleman, singer Toni Braxton, and she filed for bankruptcy for a second time.
She did.
Second time. So I don't know whoever her accountant is or... She depends on to do her financial
This
diligence.
One is taking her money,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, somebody's
coming over. Is this Toni Braxton again?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
she
second bankruptcy. Mm-mm. Okay. Well, she should have learned from the first lesson, okay,
yes.
The first time. So somebody's not taking care of business.
Right.
And the root of the problem, it begins with her. It's
mm-hmm.
your money.
Yes, exactly.
So she ought to have a mind on her money and her money on her mind. Say that, Snoop.
mm-hmm.
Actor Morris Chestnut was in trouble with the IRS. Terrence Howard, who's on Law and Order Los Angeles.
Yes.
Singer Faith Evans and actor Boris Cujo. Mm-hmm.
That's a mess.
Yes, it is.
Him and his wife split up?
No, that's people that owe the IRS.
Oh, I'm off. Okay. Damn, Boris Cujo does?
Keep
that's
up with
shame.
The gossip. Keep up with the gossip.
That is a shame. He got that corny little spy show on NBC, too.
I don't
okay.
think they got renewed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah. And then also last year was a comeback year for quite a few people. After a 10-year absence, Sade, y'all remember she returned.
Mm-hmm.
And after 13 years and a short prison stint, Elle DeBarge came back with
yeah.
a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim R. Kelly and Ron Isley, all of whom returned from legal and personal struggles with the new projects. Also, in the literary world, Terry McMillan, she returned
mm-hmm.
with Getting to Happy, or sequel
yep.
to Waiting to Exhale.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ayala Vincent bounced back from heartbreak and loss with a new book, Peace from Broken Pieces. Yeah, and don't forget Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin made headlines. Remember, she toured last year, y'all, with the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice,
mm-hmm.
and they performed all over the place.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she did.
Yep, that made some good history. And by the way, y'all, keep Aretha in your prayers. I'm sure that Bernice will have something to tell us more about that in entertainment news. So anyway, what else can I talk about that was wrapped up? Oh, Sandra Bullock, y'all, remember that? She won her Oscar for The Blind Side.
Yeah.
And was blindsided herself by her husband,
Jesse.
Yeah. Stopped cheating on her.
Mm.
But that was okay. She kicked Jesse James to the curb.
Yes, she did. She got her baby.
Her beautiful baby boy,
mm-hmm.
Louis Bardo Bullock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so cute.
Fiercely protective of that
child.
Oh, yes,
she is.
Very cute.
Woo, woo.
Yes,
she is. Don't mess with her.
Ooh.
Don't mess with him.
Mm.
Okay.
Well.
Don't
well.
Mess with my family. That's
mm-hmm.
all this is to say.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. She loves, and I respect her for that,
I do, too.
Too.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't lost no face on that one.
No.
She handled that very well. Proud of that girl. Love that girl.
Right on.
And do you remember this, y'all, the brother... Antoine Dotson, the most watched YouTube video, Antoine Dotson with the Intruder song.
Oh, yeah, with the guy who attempted to rape his sister. And he made
mm-hmm. He made headlines when he spoke out about a break at his sister's house.
Uh-oh.
A pair of computer wizards put his news tape to audio and viral history was made. Mm-hmm. And also the retirement of Oprah. Remember January, just this week,
yep.
She opened her own network, OWN,
mm-hmm.
Oprah Winfrey Network.
I'm still trying to find out what channel OWN is going to be on.
That's what me and Shaw were talking about.
Yes.
That. Like, is it on satellite?
Yes, because she's
not
talking
on.
About this network, but we don't know what station it's going to be on.
And it's not on Comcast either.
Nope, it sure isn't.
Mm-mm. Well, that's all I have for year-end wrap, so
mm-hmm.
let me let Miss Bernice go ahead with it, girl.
Okay, with the news today, Tina Marie, did she have to die? The 54-year-old Ivory Queen of Soul passed away in her sleep the day after Christmas. Over the past few months, Tina Marie had been having health issues in the form of seizures. A couple of months ago, she suffered a seizure that forced her into medication.
Ooh.
Sources say she hated the way that the medicine made her feel. She had a few concerts coming up, and she wanted her energy back. Did she stop taking her medicine to try herbal remedies? Marie's 19-year-old daughter, Aaliyah, is that how you say it,
mm-hmm.
Aaliyah? Aaliyah Rose found her body, and Marie's death sent the music world in shock.
Sure did.
Yeah, it did. There will never be another Tina Marie. Her voice was amazing, and she was an incredible writer and producer. She is also a great mother to her daughter. Tina always gave her all in concerts.
Mm-hmm.
She had so much fun with her last year in Atlantic City. Excuse me, we did. And at the Del East, Marie was looking forward to getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and releasing a new album. She will be missed, but her music will never be forgotten. That's right. She's going to have some music coming out soon. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is recovering at home after a recent hospital stay. In early December, Franklin had surgery for pancreatic cancer. She lost over 80 pounds
Ooh.
As half of her stomach was removed.
Ooh.
Franklin, 68, was recovering from surgery when she collapsed at home from dehydration. So far, it's been a slow recovery for Franklin. Keep the Queen of Soul in our prayers.
I will
certainly do that.
Definitely.
For sure. Wow.
Yeah, she's hanging in there, but half of her stomach. Wow. That's a big. That's a big change. She's going to lose a lot more than 80 pounds.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Fantasia got some good news at the end of the year. A North Carolina judge has ruled that she didn't break up the marriage of her married boyfriend.
Well, say that thing.
See, she he,
okay.
they. Didn't break up. She didn't do it.
Okay.
She didn't do it. Fantasia had quit a year with Antoine Cook. When they met, he was married and his wife took Fantasia to court. Well, a judge decided from his findings that the Cooks were already separated when Fantasia came into the picture.
Mm.
A lot came out during that court case, including Fantasia having an abortion and attempting suicide. Fantasia is currently on tour, and Mr. Cook is right by her side. Okay?
All right.
He's right by her side. I'm like, get out of here.
All righty then.
Okay. Congratulations to Auntie Viva A. Viv. Okay.
Vivica Fox.
Auntie Viv. Vivica A. Fox is engaged to be married. Fox, 46, recently got an 8-carat ring. She is engaged to party promoter Omar Slim White, who is 27. Okay.
He's white or his name is white?
No, that's
his name.
His name
is white.
Oh.
And
but he's
27 years old, okay?
All right.
No, I didn't think she was going to go there, but she did.
You know that cougar ain't did nothing but turned that boy's nose up.
I know.
He got trains just pulling all up in there right
yes,
about now.
Yeah, he's got to get with the right
she
people.
He got his nose wide open.
Mm-hmm. So how is life for former NBA star Allen Iverson of Turkey? Iverson now plays basketball overseas, and in recent interviews with Philadelphia Magazine, he talked about his life right now. Iverson says his daughter, who was sick, is doing better. He revealed he is back together with his wife, and she and their 5 kids will be joining him in Turkey. He says he's got broke. He's not broke, even though he had been selling valuable items on eBay. At 34, he says he still has money. He also revealed that he has been blackballed by the NBA, saying that the talk about him is that he is too much trouble. His life now consists of practice twice a day. Remember how he hated practice when he played for the 76ers. Iverson only has 2 months off out of the year, and the home arena where he plays has less than 4,000 seats. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, isn't it?
It's come to this, huh, Alan?
Yes, it has.
It has come to this.
Mm-hmm. It's going to slowly fall, though,
mm-hmm.
I think. Montel Williams got busted with drug paraphernalia at a Milwaukee airport, y'all.
Yes,
Mondale.
He did. Yes, he did.
Mm.
William was going through the airport security when he was caught with a pipe used for smoking pot. William was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1999. Yeah, I remember that. And he is a big promoter of medical marijuana. He smokes pot to deal with the chronic pain. After he was arrested, he paid the fine and was released.
Now, wait a minute. How come his girlfriend, and I don't mean that as a girlfriend, but
mm-hmm.
as a friend,
mm-hmm.
who's the one, the psychic that's always on the show with him, Vernice?
What's Sylvia
her name?
Brown.
Sonia.
Sylvia Brown.
Sylvia Brown.
Yeah.
Why didn't she warn him? She should have warned him.
Warn him.
Don't take that shit with you now.
She did warn him. She did warn him, because every time Sylvia Brown was around, I was on Sylvia, because I like Sylvia. She did warn him, and you know how Montel is. Don't get me started, y'all, okay? Don't get me started. Okay, moving on. Can we move on?
Hot mess.
The TBS show, Are We There Yet?, has returned. Okay. Ice Cube is back as executive producer. The TV show is based on his hit movie, Are We There Yet?, airs Wednesday nights and stars Terry Crews and Essence Atkins. Back in the 80s, Parents Just Don't Understand launched the career of Will Smith, and now a remake is in the wings featuring his daughter Willow.
Say what?
Yeah, I saw her video. She sang, what was
Whip
that?
My Hair?
Yes. That's a cute song. I didn't think that. She's
cute.
A good dancer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
I'm like,
cute.
Okay, you go ahead on, girl, whipping your hair. Willow 10 had the 2010 smash Whip My Hair. In a recent interview, she says she would like to do her dad's classic song.
Well,
she probably will.
You know, her little butt got in trouble.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well,
I missed that one.
Jada found out that she was not supposed to be using social networking, Facebook and Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And she did behind Jada's, I won't say behind her back.
Wasn't that one of her pet peeves for her not to do that?
Yeah, so she took her computer away. But it was her justification because she asked her, what am I going to do? She said, well, take my computer away, Mom, for a month.
Uh-huh.
So, or whatever the phones, whatever that she uses, to mm-hmm. social network. And so Jada said, okay. And she's on punishment for a month.
Okay.
But she was also having problems with her math. I mean, I guess she's getting tutored for that. She must be okay. So.
Yeah, I think she was saying because of the tours and stuff they got her on that she's doing tutoring and homeschooling or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Oprah Winfrey, y'all, is in the house. Oprah Winfrey's new network, OWN, got off to a rousing start with 1 million viewers on the first day. The show debuted with small rollout of programming, but you can already tell her network is going to have some fun shows. The full state of programming will be up by the fall. What?
Mm.
Not the fall of this year, is it?
Probably so. I mean, it's on the air now, but full programming. I
okay.
guess they're going to go 24 hours a day. I don't know.
Oh, okay. My favorite show is Ask the Experts with Dr. Phil, Susie Orman, and Dr. Oz. I love the promise of you're asking them anything. Premise, okay. And Rosie O'Donnell, Gayle King, and country superstar Shania Twain are just a few of the stars rolling out the shows.
Oh, all right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Lauryn Hill is up to her old antics, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you know how Lauryn is. As a recent show in Brooklyn, she made fans wait 4 hours before she appeared on stage. Hill, who was carried in from the snow, says it was no big deal because she was worth the wait. What? Oh, no.
Really?
Arrogant. Okay.
Mm.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Let me keep reading so I can get off of this right quick.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I don't think any performer is worth a 4-hour wait. Thank
you.
No, they
gave me my money back.
Thank you.
Was she? Is this how she was acting when she was with the Fugees?
Yes. She was acting crazy like that before.
Yeah. Everybody played their part in the Fugees. It was all a hot mess.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
That's all I have in the entertainment news.
Oh, God.
Well,
all right. Well, I'll give a little bit of the news of the weird.
Okay.
The number for people to call in, because we do have a caller. Area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is area code 646-727-2914. I'm just going to read a couple of stories real quick. Gloria Clark, 62, was charged in the death of her 98-year-old mother in St. George, South Carolina, in December after the mother's body was found among squalid conditions at her home. Though Clark denied she had been neglectful, the mother's pet parrot might have disagreed. According to the police report, the parrot in the mother's bedroom continually squawked, mimicking, "Help me, help me,"
uh-oh,
all about the sound of laughter.
Oh, my goodness.
So the bird was mocking the killing of the mother, and that is too bad.
Yes.
An official release of San Francisco's Department of the Environment in July apparently cleared up a matter of controversy, according to a report in San Francisco Weekly. Human semen is one organic waste product not required to be disposed of in special composite bags under the city's mandatory composting law.
Oh, my goodness.
That is so gross. That is. What do they say? Oh, I guess they line up. Hey, your turn, man.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Darren Sachon, 42, and unemployed and usually home all day, was charged in October with reckless driving and assault, among other things, for allegedly running his girlfriend off the road in his zeal to catch her after she drove away with his Sony PlayStation console. She had just left for work, and Sachon weaved through traffic in Pennsylvania, then bumped her car when he caught up with her at a traffic light, forcing her off the road. According to witnesses, Sachon rushed the car, clawing at it, screaming that he would break the effing window if he didn't get his game back. Ladies, men are serious about their PlayStation.
Yes, they are.
And
they're
very
wrong.
Okay. Be careful. You just don't know.
Yes.
Ricardo West, a professional Michael Jackson impersonator who staged Michael Lives, the Michael Jackson tribute concert, was charged in August in Allen Park, Michigan, with 12 counts of child molestation. So he took it literally.
Okay. There's some comments there, but you know what? I'll just let that one go.
Yeah, just let go.
I'll just let that go. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, okay. In July, a 5-year-old boy in Dublin, Ireland, was awarded the equivalent of about $9,900 from a shopkeeper who had grabbed his arm and accused him of being a thief. Under the law, the boy had to prove that he has, at age 5, a reputation in the community for truth-telling and that his reputation had been damaged. I'm paid to be a kid. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, I'm telling you.
A New York City judge ruled in October that an 87-year-old woman who was accidentally knocked down by several kids racing bicycles on the sidewalk could sue the kids, including one who was 4 years old and who is thus legally presumed to understand the difference between reasonably and unreasonable behavior.
Mm-hmm. So, what did he do? He hit it with his trike?
Yeah, basically all the kids that knocked him over, she was able to sue. So, kids, listen to me, 4 and above, be careful when you ride your little big wheels on the road.
Was it a big wheel? But, I mean, what's up with that, okay?
I don't know, but basically you can be sued if you're a child. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And just to recap, the playoffs.
Yes. Give us a score,
Sheriff.
Give us a score.
The AFC wild card playoff last night, the Jets 17 by 1 point.
That was a good game, y'all. Mm-hmm. If anybody got to see that game,
it was a good game. Yes, it was.
It was a good game.
Yes. And if you caught more today, wait, I'll get to the other game in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if you watch the AFC wild card playoff, the Ravens beat the Chiefs down.
Yes.
30-7.
I was so upset. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I feel sorry for Vic. I felt sorry. They were
No. This
Ravens.
Is the Ravens and the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now,
the
for the NFC wild card playoff,
yes,
the Packers did beat the Eagles 21-16.
Yeah.
Sorry, Vic. Maybe next year.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying none of these games were important, because they were important. But for us people who are from Seattle, now, Cowboys are still my heart. I just got to keep it real. Hello.
Okay.
But I'm from Seattle. So all you Seahawks fans, all you people who believe in Seattle, Washington State, the Seahawks upset the Saints.
Go Seahawks!
A lot of gamblers, bookies. They beat the Saints 41-36. And let's be reminded that the Saints were the Super Bowl champions
last year.
Yes.
I want to thank you.
So, yes. Seattle Seahawks, congratulations, 41-36.
Congratulations, Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. Seattle was the place to be last night.
Yes, it was.
So, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and go into the show tonight, which is about what is the state of marriage in 2011? Do we still value the institution of marriage? Is it I do or I don't? Is shacking up more common these days? Do you have to have a prenup? These and many other subjects will be discussed tonight about marriage. Now, we do have a caller calling in. Welcome to Talk to Me. Who is this? Hello?
Me?
Yes. Who is this? Hello? Hello? I don't know.
I think they just hung up.
Oh, okay.
Tell them to call back.
Well, feel free to call back. The number is 646-727-2914. The number again is 646-727-2914. So go ahead, Mom.
Okay, so first off, I would like to read a quick poem from my book, Are You Ready? And then we'll go into a discussion. The title of this poem is called Marriage. No limits are true vows. Marriage is an institution, so we say aloud. For a woman, it guarantees her survival and support. For a man, the availability of sex and companionship. Now we have a contract of social convention. Nothing new has been invented. I want this and that. You want your hat. Who you are is love. Well, now you've given up the very nature of your being in trade for security. This is our duty, marriage. Okay, so now.
Wait. It looks like the caller is back again.
Oh, go ahead.
Welcome to Talk to Me. Who is this? Hello? Okay, I just don't get it. Caller, can you hear me? Okay. Go ahead, Mom. I don't know who it is, but they're still on now. Maybe they just want to listen.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so what we're going to talk about, why I decided to do this show on marriage is because I've noticed that there's not a lot of people that are sustaining a marriage, very few, unless they got married back in the 60s or 70s, maybe a few in the 80s. But otherwise, today's marriage, you're either married for months or a few years, and that's it. You don't hear about people being married 20, 30 years anymore,
mm-hmm.
or even 10 years. You hear some couples, boy, if they did 5 years, they're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening to marriage? Statistically, I was talking to Brenda, our psychologist, and she said the numbers were down like 30%, 30-some percent.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sad.
That is sad.
Wow.
That means 70% of folks in America don't value marriage anymore.
No, they don't.
So what's happening to the institution of marriage? Now, one we brought up was about, like, is it because divorce is so expensive?
Well, I think it's the economy has a lot to do with it, like money.
Mm.
You know, I mean, people are getting laid off. They having trouble finding jobs. You know, they can't find anybody who's going to work with them and help them pay their bills. Well, everybody wants somebody to help them pay their bills, but that's not just the only reason why there should be a marriage institution. You know?
No, and it shouldn't be valued. You're correct. It shouldn't be valued on money. It should
right.
be valued on trust, communication, worthiness between the two of you. Of course, love above
all. And working
all.
Together as a team.
Well, that's what
you
I would
know,
think, because
yeah.
when you get married, these vows are supposed to mean something.
Yeah.
So it says for better or worse.
Mm-hmm. In sickness and in health.
Yeah, so
yeah.
even if things don't work out.
Right. Or even
maybe
in
the
sickness,
first 3 years were great.
Well, a lot of them, too, when their spouses get sick or they get a real catastrophic illness, they leave because they don't want to deal with that.
Or they don't understand how to deal with it.
Well, they understand how to deal with it. They just don't want to deal with it because it's too much of a responsibility. You know, like people that are quadriplegics.
Yeah.
You know, they have to have someone there 24/7, and they just can't do it. And, you know, they to them it's like it's a hindrance. because
and
they
it's
don't,
stopping them from living their lives. I'm just guessing
yeah.
at the way they would feel.
But
that.
I would think too that there's a lot of options out there now for people.
Yeah, where they don't
because
have to deal
they,
with
well, they got short service, and these people have special help now. That I mean, they could still live some semblance of their lives
right.
and for whatever. But it's just like to me, I feel like people are not really putting in 100% or more into
they're not
their marriage.
I agree with you. They're
now
not.
I was married 17 years in divorce. Mm-hmm. But I still honor marriage.
Exactly.
I mean, I would get married
I
again.
Too.
I don't knock marriage.
Yeah.
I would get married again.
I agree, too.
I just haven't ran into Jesus yet or, you know, that halo.
Uh-huh.
But, of
mm-hmm.
course, you
well,
know.
Well, you're not going to run into Jesus like that. You know, I mean, you know.
Okay,
I hope not, you know.
But I think marriage is different. It just has a, well, it's not different, excuse me. It has a.
A marriage is the same, but nobody wants to live up to the rules.
Well, the, it's not even so much, I don't mean
well,
it, it's
not,
not the word.
It's not the word.
Well, you know, like back in the day, the 30s, 40s, and 50s, when
commitment.
People got married.
Commitment, that's what it is.
Well, when they got married, you know, they stayed married. It,
yes.
You know, even if it had its good times, even
mm-hmm.
if this was not your first choice,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they made it
they
work.
They made it work,
thick
yeah.
and thin, and today there's too many options for people to get out of marriage.
I agree.
Now.
I think
you know.
That's
I mean,
what
you can
is.
Do a separation. You do
they
a legal
have
too separation.
Many
you can do a divorce.
To get out of marriage. Yeah.
You can do an annulment. I mean, there's several ways of getting out
mm-hmm.
of marriages these days. Not saying some options were not available back in the day, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, people don't fight the good fight anymore. It's like, oh, we're broke. Oh, it's over with. You know, you
exactly.
cheated. Oh, it's over with. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got
they
fired.
Give
oh,
up
it's over
they
with.
Even fight.
Yeah. It
yeah.
just it's not the same. It doesn't have the strength. The same. I guess, strength
mm-hmm.
it used to have or the foundation,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, now, shoot, people are doing life partnership, not
yes.
saying that they're against marriage, but
mm-hmm.
they're just saying marriage isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can still be with this person without having to walk down the aisle and I do blood test. Well, no, still get your blood work,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the certificate of marriage.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just, marriage doesn't hold such a, it's not a strong word, marriage.
No.
Yeah, a strong word like it used to be. I mean, like,
well,
me
think,
compared to my parents, you know, you're supposed to be married back then, you
mm-hmm.
know, before you have kids,
mm-hmm.
be married, do this,
mm-hmm.
do that. My generation is like, you know, hell, more than 50%, you know, are not married.
No.
You know,
not.
They're not married. They're,
and they'll tell you in a heartbeat, I'm not going to get married until we spend so many times, so many years together before we do this. And then I'm like, come on now, isn't this part of marriage? What you, if you're going to be together, you be together as husband and wife.
And you take a risk, a chance.
Yes.
I'm wondering, I'm curious, do you think that when prenups came in, that had a factor too on marriage?
No, I think prenups has always been around. I think
they're
just
no,
because
they didn't have prenups back in my time.
Well, I think more now they're around. I think they
yeah.
have more meanings and more full force now because people are smart about their money. I mean, if you have busted your butt and you have built an empire
mm-hmm.
and you are marrying someone who just happened to get a promotion at McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
you know, no, you going to sign a piece of paperwork. I would not be offended if my fiancé is like, you know, this doesn't, you know, this is a prenup. Doesn't mean he doesn't love me.
Mm-hmm.
Just means what he has worked for, he is entitled to.
And
you know,
he,
and what
does,
we build
he does
together
not want
is
to give away what he worked for.
Yeah, and what we build together, you know, hopefully nothing happens between us. Then that is what we split. But what we are bringing in, you have worked hard for that. Hey, I'll be damn. I got a savings account, $1 million,
mm-hmm.
$1 million. I didn't blood and sweat and say you didn't come in here and you think I'm gonna take half your money. I'll kill you dead first. I swear to God, I'll go to jail.
Well,
before
see,
I get
that's
my money.
That's where a lot of them feel.
I am not playing.
You know,
woo.
They will kill you behind their money.
Take my freedom.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So I think money is a great motivator for them not to get married. Because people nowadays, male and female, are making their own money, buying their own homes, buying their own cars, and they know that in some states, you know, if you get married, well, half of, like this state, it's a community property state, and if you get divorced, you know, everything you have, you got it since you've been there, you got to sell it to divide it,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, I mean, the institution of marriage is always there, but what they're doing is interacting the institution of marriage in with the state laws, and they blurred the lines of marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I think the whole marriage ideal of marriage is different, too, because people always thought you had to get married in a church. People get married on islands now. People get married at the court. People get married in the back of their house.
And they write their own vows now.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They write. I mean, people go to Vegas, get married in the drive-through chapel.
I know, that's
crazy.
And that's outside of the institution of the marriage law.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that people are going to get divorced right away, but I mean, you still have those shotgun weddings.
Yes.
You still have those, you know, I can't do any better, might as well get married.
And you're still going to have being pregnant out of wedlock, you know, you're still going to have that. But I don't know. I think more people are afraid of the term marriage, quote unquote.
Well, yeah, because even now you have more open marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be like saying the devil was God back in the day.
Hey.
People don't have open marriages, but it is a popular. You have people who swing.
That's right.
You know, I'm not saying it wasn't back in the day, but it's known.
Sodom and Gomorrah, baby. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know,
exactly.
I mean, people are open with that now, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we swing. Yeah, we're in an open marriage. I mean, it's just like, what?
See, it's not supposed to be like that. See, they want to have the fringes of marriage, but they don't want the laws that govern it to put limits on them. They want the marriage without limits.
Well, you know, I guess when you look at marriage, I mean, you could say it's a social union or legal contract between people that creates kinship. I can understand that a life partner is a romantic or otherwise very close friend for life. You know, I mean, either or, I guess the marriage and I do certificate and all that is traditional, but the overall tradition of marriage, I mean, everybody does it their way. I don't know. Some people, they get married, one already has a family, one may not have a family, they may begin a family together. I mean, how do you feel about someone who already has a family? Some people, they get married already with a prepackaged deal, and it's not a problem with them, and they just create a bigger family. Some people, no, because you have a family and you have child support, I'm not about to marry you. You know, we'll just live together. I mean, it's just...
Well, me personally, I've had my fill of children for 18-plus years, okay? I don't want no more kids. I ain't got nothing against children, you know, because I love children. But I just don't want to raise anymore. Not even adult children, you know what I mean?
You have that right.
You know, I just don't want to go through that again, you know.
You know, I don't know. It's just, I guess, my opinion, I could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage or life partners. I mean, I believe in marriage because I don't believe in having children out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't knock anybody, you know,
right.
Don't. But that's just not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't feel I have to get married because I'm pregnant. You know, it's just I'm on the fence on that. But I feel I can have the same life with someone without having that I do. You know, we can still get a house. We can still do cars and investments and travel and, you know, attend family events, friends, functions. We can still do all that.
That's the point that Linus was bringing. Because of these issues that you had just mentioned, the institution of marriage has been lost.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, and that's my point of view at 34.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Exactly.
I don't feel, and I mean, I've had some friends that turned into their 30s and like, oh my God, I got to get married, I got to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like my freedom. I like variety.
Mm-hmm.
I like not having to, where you been, what you doing, what time you coming home? Why are you asking me questions? Why are you calling me? Click, you know.
So, the biological clock is not an objective for you.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Too
and
many
I,
babies out in the world that needs adopting, huh?
Well, I don't even know about that. Yeah,
see?
I don't know about that either.
You see?
Yeah.
See?
But, you know, I mean, again, I don't knock it. I mean, I have friends who are married in beautiful marriages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been married for years, and
they
make it work through the good and the bad. They make it work. They don't make it look easy because we know it's not easy.
It's not easy.
You know?
It's not
but
easy. Linus and I can vouch for that one. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, even in my generation, there are strong marriages out there, you know. And I think also for my generation, between 30 and 40, if not a little bit less, maybe we'll say 25 to 45, people aren't rushing into marriage, you know.
No.
Where back in the day, it's like, okay, we've been together 6 months to a year, we have to get married.
Mm-hmm.
People are together 2, 3, 4, 5 years before they walk down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, one of my best friends and her husband, I think it was 10 years. almost before they got married, but they did it their way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it work with those two. And, I mean, trust me, they have the pressure from everybody. When you get married, when you get married.
Yeah.
You know, they're like,
yeah,
let us do this. And that's what worked from then. I mean, and then it was after they got married, when are you going to have kids? When are you going to have kids? Wow, again, can they just enjoy now this the level of being married?
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's what people need to do is do it on your timetable. But, you know, you got pressure from society, you got pressure from Congress, you got pressure from family and friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do the right thing.
There's pressure all around.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Do you ladies believe that for a woman, it does guarantee her survival and support?
I agree with that.
To be married.
It does guarantee her survival and support because she is not designed to be living alone like she is.
No.
You know, it's not healthy for her.
I think it's healthy for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that, Linus.
Her survival and support. And for a man, it's the availability of sex and companionship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, wow. Well,
I mean, really, you got to think about this now. For a marriage, it is for a man sex because a man's always going to want sex because it's the problem in or out of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
right. He's
always going to say, and a man gets lonely. He needs companionship.
Right. Now, who's to say that the woman doesn't get lonely and she needs
companionship? Oh, she does too, but she
needs
to be able to survive for a woman.
Exactly. She has to be
able to
survive.
Because, we're always in a man's society.
Exactly. So sex is not first on her agenda.
Her survival
like it is for the man is.
Mm-hmm.
For her, like you said, it's her survival that's first on her agenda.
Yeah.
Because she's no longer with a man. She has to fend for herself.
That's right.
And just like you said, in a man's world, it's hard to survive in a man's world.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to be almost like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It's really hard. And these men will be acting like these, beating on these women. I said, I am not going to be fighting you. I will shoot you.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's
sad, you know, that we are put in that position.
I would just like to see more people, especially like from 30 to 45, more of these young people married.
Yes.
Then, I mean, granted, they're single parents, female and male now, so you can't just say women.
Right.
But I would like to see more of them married. It's like, okay, you're having all these children. And, I mean, they're old. Some of them are older now. It's not so much like it was back in the 80s where all these young girls were having. It's now 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you still are not getting married.
Yes. Exactly.
So it's definitely
so the kids don't
know to
know
better.
So the kids don't know what the institution of marriage is all about.
But what about when you're between 35 and 45? What's stopping you then?
Yeah, what's stopping you then?
See,
that's where my question is.
They're young, I think within your 20s, I think all the way up to 25, you should not be married. You know, I don't even think you should be having kids or in a serious relationship. I think you should be enjoying life. And finding out about yourself, finding out what the world is about, finding out the good and the bad. I mean, I really believe you should be enjoying life. People get married at 21, 22. You haven't experienced life yet, you know. I'm not saying go out here and club all day or trick off all day. No, but enjoy life. Don't, you know, narrow yourself down to one person. And sometimes it's meant. Sometimes it is meant to be, you know. And if it's meant to be, I God bless you many lifetimes. But I think at that time it should be about traveling, you know, making friends, having dates, social life. I mean, I think it should be, I don't know, it should be about life, not about settling down, it's time to have kids.
And then by the time you're 30, the light bulb should come on.
Yeah.
This is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, I think between 35 and 45, it ought to be turned down now where you're not blind to me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You ought to know what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you need to know what time it is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You should have a better incentive. Well, one, you got to figure out what you want out of life.
Right.
You know, with yourself and out of life. And everything else should be falling into place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're still doing the same things and it's not working relationship-wise, then, you know, change up. You know, change your game. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I've always felt youngins, stay young. You know, you're only young one time and then enjoy it. But at the same time, I don't think when you turn 30, oh, I got to get married. I got to settle down and have kids. For what? Why?
You know, another thing I'm curious about, what's the legalities of marriage nowadays? Is that another thing that why the institution of marriage is not valued? because of the legal ramifications as far as property or children, real estate holdings?
I think that has a lot to do with it. I do.
Oh, yeah, because it can get very costly. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
can have child support. You can
mm-hmm.
have alimony,
mm-hmm.
splitting assets,
mm-hmm.
Then, you know, child parenting plans. And it's not even about child support. It goes beyond child support.
But then again, even married or not married, you run into those same problems anyway, because if you get pregnant out of wedlock, there's somebody going to be coming after you about child support anyway. So what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? Either you're going to have the child and get child support, or you're going to marry the man, then have the child, and then maybe not go for child support and stay together and make the marriage work.
Yeah.
You know, there's choices that you make in between there.
True.
And so the right choices that you make ought to make it come out better. But if one choice, a choice for one person, does not match the choice for the other person, that's where your conflict comes in at.
Hmm. True, married
mm-hmm.
or not, you got to
mm-hmm.
be on the same page.
Married or not,
kids.
Yes, you have to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And not say you're on the same page, and in reality, you're not.
Yeah.
True. You know?
Okay.
That's amazing. Yeah, mm-hmm. That institution of marriage, it's, I don't know, they really blurred the lines there.
What about trust and being trustworthy?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't think trustworthy is even mentioned. Well, even though we've talked about it, it's not even there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it is. I think trust is in a marriage. I think being trustworthy is also in a marriage. I think people can and will make mistakes in a marriage. It's the communication piece, you know.
Or do you think it's like people hold people too high up on a pedestal? You know, in the marriage.
That can
happen. Or a contract of social convention.
Mm-hmm.
That too.
Yeah.
Oh, there's many, many marriages for business. I think people should do counseling before marriage. You know, talk to somebody. Talk to your priest, minister,
mm-hmm.
a counselor, you know, and not just as a marriage counselor, but do your own individual counseling, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then do it as a couple before you even get married to really, you know, understand, is this what I want? Is
mm-hmm.
this what we want?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to work? I'm not saying their answer is the end result or the final answer, but,
right.
you know, do some
it'll help
research
them clarify what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, maybe instead of marriage, then we've come to life partners. Maybe that's what we used to call marriage is now considered life partners.
Yeah, life partners where people just cohabitate.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. You're not signing any paperwork, but legally, I guess you put
there
something in writing to cover
agreement.
One another.
There is a cohabitation agreement. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It does exist. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're going to be cohabitating with you, help pay the bills. You know, help pay the bills. I'd say, I can get you this month, but not next month, and so on and so forth. No, it's a contract like everything else.
True, very true.
It's a contract like everything else.
Because if you're slipping in that contract, we
mm-hmm.
have a problem.
That's right. There will be a problem.
Well, you know, I think how does education, well, not even education, I think in a marriage is your status.
Mm-hmm.
How does that play into a marriage?
Status does play into a marriage, yeah.
Well, it depends, I think, on what that individual is looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where some people look for the athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Or the entertainer,
mm-hmm.
you know, sports figure.
Or even
some
people looking for somebody with a lot of money.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
But what the money is a status. What I'm
mm-hmm.
saying, I'm just listing some examples.
Right.
That, you know, there are people that look for that type. You know what they call them? High-maintenance women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they look for that and they buy into the marriage. I mean, God, I was just reading about Shaq and Shani.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize he had 5 kids between them. Now, I know Shaq got an older daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So he has 6 kids, but yeah, him and Shani got 5 kids,
wow.
2 girls and 3 boys. I was like, dang, girlfriend, she was spitting them out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they are not together now, of course.
No, they're not. Mm-mm.
But, you know, having that many kids, she had a mission on her mind.
Either that or she's just one of those type of women that she can
love
have
a lot
babies.
Of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that she can just have a lot. I'm one of those
mm-hmm.
women. I didn't know that until I talked to my mom.
She said you probably was a breeder because you was scared every year. I was terrified.
Hmm.
Every year, a certain time of the year, I was terrified. She said you could have been a breeder. I said, okay.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad I had mine 2.5 years apart. I didn't want. All I wanted was 2 children. That's it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, here's another question. Do you think people are walking away from marriage more quickly than they did back in the day?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. And that, again, goes back to the value of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. Because things happen in a marriage, like Vernice was saying earlier, finances. And right now, I'm sure that's probably number one topic in most marriages across the United States. Why? Because of the state of the economics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Number two, communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should be able to communicate to get to an understanding. And whether we agree or not is a different thing.
Right.
But at least we can communicate to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's gone, too. So, yeah.
And they should not get married just for sexual pleasure.
Or kids.
Because that's, yeah. Because,
or for children.
Or for children.
Never,
because
ever.
Because that's part of the institution of marriage. It all
yes.
should be enjoyed. Not married for just one thing. Because you can get sex anywhere nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of, what do they call it, demoralize the institution of sex.
Yeah.
When it should be only
with your mate.
With
yeah.
your mate that you
mm-hmm.
are married to, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You know? Not to just your boyfriend or girlfriend, it should be to the one you're married.
Yeah.
True that. Well, like Tiger, you know, I mean, Tiger wasn't married.
Well, he's
to be
a
married.
Serial cheater.
Well, it just the thing was, if he
cheater.
Was single,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't have been a problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He could have been loving down 9 to 13, 20 women when nobody have said anything.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
But because he was married and
yeah.
he had committed adultery,
right?
That's what made it wrong.
That's
and
what
so,
made it wrong. Uh-huh.
And his head is like, okay, you come from a married, a two-parent home.
Right.
And it was down his throat. You should get married. You got to do the right thing. But, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. If
mm-hmm.
you are not ready to get married, do not get married.
Do not get married. Please do not get married.
You know,
because
the divorce
married.
Rate is high these
yes.
days. I mean,
yes.
it's so
it
high
is.
Compared. I mean, if people are married past 5 years, you, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, you've been in it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, really? Cause
and they make it sound like you just got getting out of jail or you've
yeah.
been in jail all the years. I'm like, come on.
Where
people,
you been? Lockdown,
yeah.
huh? Damn.
Yeah. So you're not kicking it no more. What's up with that? You know, I'm like, come on.
Well,
God.
That's
you in the mall
is.
With your woman
yes,
first.
But see, they've lost the idea of the traditional marriage institution. It is a institution that is blessed, and it should be staying that way and not taken
mm-hmm.
out of the marriage institution.
I
and they've taken
many,
it out.
I think too many government controls and also legal issues that have interfered in the marriage as far as divorces and prenups and all that has had a factor on the institution
oh,
of marriage.
Yeah,
I really
no doubt,
do.
No doubt.
They used to always say the lawyers were killing the marriages, but also to be able to do a lot of things that women or men
mm-hmm.
weren't allowed to do,
mm-hmm.
let alone interpret it or have the attentions or thought of,
mm-hmm.
is being done now.
Yeah, it's being done now.
So, yeah.
Well, you got to yeah. think about arranged marriages. Does that sustain better than two people meeting on fluke, being together, and
you
then
know,
getting married?
I don't
that's
know because
under culture.
I used to think that's culture, but you
yeah.
know what? Rich married rich.
That's true. That's true.
So
but they're
it's
taking
also,
it that you should be equally yoked, and I think they've taken that out of context.
Yes, because
you know,
what? Sometimes those arranged marriages, them two people don't love each other.
No.
Don't
and
eat,
some
can't
of them
even stand
beat on
each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and
yeah.
can't even stand each other. And
yeah.
that's not even who they love, but because their parents said, you two will be married because
mm-hmm.
of this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
It'll bring DuPont,
mm-hmm.
Rockefeller together. Then they're married.
Yeah.
Well, the clock on the wall says we got about a minute left, so let me tell you, next Sunday, Sheriff, what's on the wall for next Sunday?
Next Sunday we have sports for the 16th, and then the 23rd is psychic readings.
Oh, we don't have entertainment one Sunday?
You might have written it down, but I don't see
it on
here.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I think next Sunday is entertainment, and then the next Sunday after that will be sports. But anyway, y'all call in, tune in. Thank you for the call tonight. We staying on the line and listen to us. I want to give a shout-out. Thank you to my co-host, Bernice.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you to Sheriff Chabonet. And, of course, we'll be here every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and the show is Talk to Me. So we'll look forward to hearing from you guys next Sunday. Be safe and be careful out there in the snow, Midwest and down south. All right, love you guys.
Good night.
See ya.